Shalom Aleichem, sweetest friends. This year should be a special for our Rosh Hashanah b'chol yotzei chalatzeihem. In Parshas Miketz, we have the fascinating story of the stolen goblet. Yosef sent his aide to run after them. He said, "What did you steal the goblet for? Don't you know that my master drinks from this? He divines with it." So they said to him, "Lami yadaber adoni kedvar meilech chalila avdechem esezorze. How can you say that we stole it? Chas shalom." We gave back the money when we went the first time around, so why do we steal now? So whoever you find the goblet with, he should die. And we will be to my master as slaves. So that was what the brother said. The brother said, Yosef's aide, that whoever you find the goblet in his knapsack, he's going to die. And the rest of us are slaves. And what was the response? No. The response was, like you said it's going to be, Kitvreichem Kain. And what is that? Whoever we find the goblet with him is going to be a slave. Not die, be a slave. But then, Tunikim, you're not going to be slaves, you're going to be free. So ask the great Gaon, Rabbi Aaron Levin, Hashem Yinkom Damo, was killed by the Nazis, a great off based in Rishon, Galicia, in Poland. He was a member of the Polish Senate. He was there to defend Jewish needs and issues. And he's the grandfather of Natty Loon, who's a famous lawyer in Washington, an Orthodox Jewish lawyer. So he is a sefer at Lashva Iyun. So he says, how do you understand these psukim? And ended up not being kidvreichem. So he says, I want to say the following. Theorize that maybe this is what the psukim mean. That it's well known that you have laws of the country and you have to keep the laws. But if you don't live in the country, then you're not going to get the rights that the people who live in the country get, but you have to keep the laws. You can't go against the laws. Something is forbidden in this country. You can't go against it when you come into a country. So when you're in your house, they follow your rules. So when you're in someone's country, you follow the country's rules. So we have in the Pasuk Avdei, we talk about Avodim here, being Avdei HaMelech. She Matzei Tomei Avodech of a mace. In a more broad context, what does Avdei HaMelech mean? Not only Avdei HaMelech, everyone who lives in this country is called Avdei HaMelech. Before we have a monarchy, everybody is a slave to him. Therefore, the brothers of Yosef said to this man, who suspected them of stealing the goblet, you're saying something which has no basis. So the money that was put back in their knapsacks, they could have hidden it. They brought it back from Canaan. So why would they go now and steal kesef ozav, gold or silver? So whoever asher yimatzei ito me'adam me'avad v'meis. In other words, whoever you find the goblet with will die. Kolema, asher im yikre davar kazeh le'echad me'avodov. If it happens that someone, one of the servants who lives in this country, because we're all avad to the melech, if he steals gold or silver, he dies. We're strangers, we're visitors, but we'll be ladoni la'avodim. We'll also be avodim. We'll also be considered Yoshe HaMedina, and therefore you can judge us based on who came in and who was there. So therefore you can judge us. That's why we're going to have the status of avodim. That's what they were saying. Gave back the money. Why would we steal? So wherever you find it within this person, he's going to have a din of your servant. That's his din. Now, they're not making the law. That's already law. So we're going to have the same. So we're going to follow the rules like everybody else. And we also have the status of God. We all have the status of God. And therefore, judges as we're supposed to be judged. Because we all have the status of a Havdalah. Heshiv lam ha'ish. Kam akad atak kidivrechem keinu. Kavanasa ha'ashamru gam nachmi adonai la'avodim. Like you said, what do you mean like you said? Like you said that we're going to be to my master of slaves. You're right. Now, is that you said that you're going to have the status of Avodah, that we're going to judge you based on the laws of the country? 100%. Even though you're strangers, you're visitors, still, 100%. You're a Meshuvah. And therefore, you're going to be punished. However, the punishment is not death. The punishment is to be an Eved. And therefore, wherever we find whoever ends up being the Ganav, he's going to have to serve. And there's going to be no death penalty. And everybody else goes off scot-free. And he concludes, Ve'inyan Yakar. That's what it means, Kitvarechem. Even though he answered differently than they said, thief dies. The rest of us, slaves. And the answer is, like you said, the thief, a slave. The rest of you, scot-free. What do you mean, like you said? The answer is, like you said, that you're going to have a din of Avdamel, that's what you said. You said that you're all considered servants of the king. And therefore you have to follow the laws of the country. You just got the laws of the country wrong. The laws of the country are, whoever is found to be the thief is going to be an Eved, has to now be a servant of the king. Literally a servant. And the rest of you guys, you go scot-free. Those are the laws of the country. So that's his first shot. And then he says, Vaitu Farakasafti Mama Koyde. Mehazol Shitim across Elu. He says, I already wrote on my previous shit over there. This is strange looking. He says, look at what I wrote in Yakar. Signal Achir, old Nirli, the Shah, I'm not saying. So now I want to say a different demalach, different style. Api mashen rom v'fam sh'anocha v'arami sh'nav sh'chosh sh'chosh k'kli yoko v'hichli b'dayk v'l'gonvoy onam u'yore sh'yidak du'a achra v'lo yiyah v'kocho l'hotzi m'achshav t'ora l'pula sod. Ma hu ose? Hine mivakish lo t'chbulos l'haros atzmo k'ish emunim. Nizol b'tachlus azirus sh'lo n'goa b'mashi eino sh'lo. Sometimes you have a person who is a thief and he wants something very valuable. He decides he's going to steal it, but he's afraid that they're going to find him out and he's not going to be able to actualize his evil thought. What does he do? So he makes all these tapulos, all these means to show himself to be a trustworthy person. That's how he cheats people, because he makes himself look trustworthy. That's his strategy. And then when no one's around, sometimes he'll steal something, and then he'll go to the Baal Abayis and he'll say, oh, look what I found. This is yours. So, oh, you're so honest. You're so honest. Now you trust him. Now he trusts him. And then he goes to the jugular, goes to the killing, and then he makes the big neva. So it's nice that they return the money that they were given in the first place. Shows that they're faithful people. How nice is it? So originally they look great, but now it makes them more suspect. It makes the whole thing the more
more suspicious.
suspicious. Because
So
why
why
did
did they
they
give
give
back
back
the
the money?
money?
They
They
gave
gave
back
back
the
the
money
money
to
to
show
show
themselves
themselves
to
to
be
be
faithful
faithful
so
so
they
they
could
could
steal
steal
the
the
goblet.
goblet.
So
So
that
that
was
was
their
their
plan.
plan.
You
You
don't
don't
have
have
to
to
watch
watch
us.
us.
Look
Look
at
at
how
how
faithful,
faithful,
look
look
at
at
how
how
trustworthy
trustworthy
we
we
are,
are,
and
and
they
they
can
can
steal
steal
the
the
goblet.
goblet.
And
And
that's
that's
the
the
man
man
said
said
to
to
him,
him,
"Gamatakibrechemkeinu."
gamatakibrechemkeinu.
He's
He's
not
not
saying
saying
what
what
you
you
said
said
is
is
true.
true.
And everybody who, whoever you, the thief is going to die, and everybody else is going to be slaves. Because that he wasn't agree to. What he wanted to do is he wanted to knock off the Kal V'chomer. He made a Kal V'chomer. Oh, we brought back the Kesef in the first place. Why do we steal now? Nah, not the time. Gamatakibrechem keinu. Now, like you said, so it is. In other words, now, according to what you said, that you return the money, so it is that you stole the Gavia. Because returning the money is not a riot for anything. Gamata, even now, also now, now it's even stronger. Now I have more reason to believe that you're the thieves. So now we can understand Yehuda. So what are you talking about when you say the Kesef Rishon? The Kesef Rishon, they didn't do any sin. They brought it back. So the answer is no. He also justifies the Kesef Rishon. Well, what can we say about the Kesef Rishon? Because this Kesef Rishon was all seemed like a ploy to show that we're tmimim. So that was what Yehuda was saying. Well, what can we answer you about the first money also? Because it made it look like a ploy. That was what they were suspected of doing. And Mele, he said, He said, so we'll all be slaves to you. It's also different than what he said before. What we said before. Upon him, we have a beautiful, two beautiful halachim in this, this dialogue between a Yosef's brothers and Yosef's aide. And Yosef's brothers and Yosef. And it's beautiful just to be able to be the Sukkah and understand. Shoot the Shalmidikar, what's going on here? So, of course, there's tons more to say, but I'll conclude here.